Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you have had a tremendous Tuesday. Okay, this show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We just heard from the Dallas Cowboys after they beat up on the Raiders last night. We heard from Lane Kiffin earlier today saying that Ole Miss did not present him with an ultimatum. You stay and you go. And he said, hey, and ask me nothing. We heard from Mike Tomlin. He said, yeah, you get spit on like my guy Jalen Ramsey? I'm standing behind my players. Yeah, lose your mind. Beat up a guy who spits on you. Mike Tomlin didn't utilize those words. I'm just paraphrasing just a little bit. I don't have to paraphrase about what took place last night on Monday Night Raw. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Monday Night Raw. Not Monday Night Football. Monday Night Raw, where New York Giants player who just broke his damn leg and ankle, he was getting in on the wrestling action. Okay? We're going to be joined by Ryan Dunleavy, covers all things NFL for the New York Post. He'll be here with us in 20 minutes. We have the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings, soon to be released. We'll be joined by Scott Docterman, covers all things college football for The Athletic. He'll be here with us later on in the show. LeBron James, looks like LeBron is going to return tonight. And we know for certain that Giannis is going to be out for a few weeks with a groin strain. Not good. Okay? Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, you want to call us up, you can't stand Lane Kiffin, you can't stand somebody spitting on another human being, maybe you're a fan of the Raiders, maybe you're sick of the Raiders, and maybe you believe in the Cowboys, you can call me up. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I don't care where in North America you are right now. We appreciate you for being here. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, is in New York City. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Kind of crazy. We just talked about the Dallas Cowboys. They're trying to go on a little bit of a run here. Got this big old offense and just put up 33 against the Raiders last night, as they should. And then meanwhile, we got a rival of the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, that are, they're going nowhere. They suck. Okay, we just saw the Giants. They lost to the Green Bay Packers 27-20. You got Jackson Dart in concussion protocol. Russell Wilson is on the bench behind Jameis Winston, of all people. It's just another disaster season. The head coach, Brian Daboll, got fired. They gave him the boot and said, listen, man, don't come back. It's just bad for the New York Giants. And then if you want to find a bright spot, it would be the two rookies. Jackson Dart, who's in concussion protocol. I think he's been evaluated for a concussion 4 different times here. And then their running back, well, he became their starting running back following injuries, Cam Scataboo from Arizona State. Now, you've probably seen Cam Scataboo. This dude is joked upon online. They say this dude will run through a brick wall. They say that this running back, they make jokes, it's nothing to joke about. They say that he plays like he wants CTE. These are internet jokes because people on the internet are certainly harsh. They could be pretty mean. And so last night, while in Las Vegas, the Dallas Cowboys are trying to win a football game against the Raiders, in New York City, Cam Scataboo, the New York Giant running back, he was a part of the show. He was a part of Monday Night Raw in Madison Square Garden in New York City. Let me say it again. Cam Scataboo just broke his damn leg. Okay? His leg went the wrong direction. His leg was pointing backwards just a few weeks ago. This was October 26th. He broke his leg. Wrong way. God bless him. With modern technology, they fixed his leg. He's in a boot. He's no longer in a scooter. The New York Giants have a record of 2-9. Cam Scataboo got involved with the wrestler Dominic Mysterio, the son of Rey Mysterio. Yeah, the man who runs around with the mask, beating ass. Yeah, he got a son. His son is much bigger than him. And he was talking trash to not just New York City. And why wouldn't you want to talk trash to New York City? But he's talking trash to New York City. And he started talking trash to the New York Giants' Cam Scataboo. Why the hell was he there? And then things went a step further. Cam Scataboo, he got physical. Why, he's in a walking boot? What? Didn't you just break your leg in an NFL game? What are we doing out here? Listen to this from Netflix.
The only good thing that's ever come out of New York City is standing right in front of you. The only champion New York has seen in how many years? Can you count, Cam? How many years? He don't know. He can't count.
Let me take this interview back, why don't you?
Yeah, so Cam Scataboo was there, and not only was he there, he was with Abdul Carter, who we also learned he was defending himself against falling asleep at work the other day. He's like, I didn't fall asleep, I was getting treatment. And then he's standing there with a guy who got a broken leg and is in a boot. Now, if I'm the New York Giants, if I'm Joe Shane, if I'm Mara, if I'm Tish, the owners of the Giants, and I'm getting an alert from my, my PR guy going, hey, FYI, Cam Scataboo was at the wrestling event tonight. I'm going, what? And they were like, yeah, he fine, okay, big deal. He went out. They're like, no, he got physical. He was a part of the skit. He was a part of the show. I'd be like, excuse me? Like, the guy that we just drafted, the guy that just broke his leg on a football field a couple weeks ago, he's at a WWE event? What are we doing out here, man? And then Cam Scataboo, of course, he was criticized for this because everybody's going, bro, you just broke your leg. You broke your leg about 2 weeks ago. Horrific fashion. And okay, yeah, you're not on a scooter. You're in a walking boot. Do you think it's a good idea to get physical like this? Okay, and we understand it's all scripted. Isn't there a danger to it? What happens in this skit if someone accidentally steps on your foot? What are we doing out here? And so Scataboo actually responded on social media. Oh, my goodness. Ready for this? Here. Hey, honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life. So I'm doing things outside the box, trying to find stuff to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say. Okay, he says his foot was off the ground and the boys had his back. He says, trust me, I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize anything. Man, there's only but so much that you can control. And I'm not going to say I do like the insult. Dom Mysterio saying this guy can't even count kind of rolls to all the jokes that people make about his intelligence level. No, it's just not a good look from a professional. It's not. You can say your foot was off the ground and he had it in a chair. And I get it, he's a rookie. He just got to the NFL. You getting your paycheck from the New York Giants. Don't put yourself in harm's way. It's still too damn much. Just have a little bit of respect for the people who pay your salary. They don't want to see you out here doing that. And I get it. He was on the other side of the barricade, and he shoved Dominic Mysterio to the floor, and they got a little brouhaha, a little fake punching back and forth, and it was nothing crazy, okay? But still, man, you're an NFL player. You broke your leg. Like, don't scare the living hell out of the New York Giants. Like, they're paying you. And don't go on social media going, hey, it's a tough, man, we know it's a tough time. Okay, you're the one going through it. I'm sure for a lot of people it's unimaginable. But you're still an NFL player. You broke your leg. You can't play football. We get it. It's tough. But you can't find fun outside anything else that's not physical? That wouldn't put you in harm's way? To say that your foot was off the ground is a cop-out, man. And I don't want to call Cam Scataboo soft, because I can't do what he does. I'm not putting my body in harm's way. I don't want my ankles broken and bent the wrong way like him. And so who am I to call him soft? But the mentality of, hey, my feelings are hurt, it's a downtime, give me a break, unfollow me, just find something better to do, man. Go hang out on the beach. Go find a model or two. I don't know, read a book. Find a hobby. Did you have to get physical at the wrestling match? Come on, man. I just find that to be soft. Hey, don't pick on me. Why do you even care what people online are saying about you? What you should care about is your bosses. And I'm sure your bosses don't appreciate you hanging out at a WWE event getting physical. Have respect for them. All this other stuff is lame, man. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Wes is calling from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Wes?
Hey, well, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just want to talk a little bit about Tampa and Oakland. I mean, I'm from Tampa. I want to talk about Oakland and the Cowboys. The Cowboys are long-time sufferers, and so is Oakland. I mean, but why, if you're not going to play that kid at running back, give him the damn ball, why don't you just let him run the Wildcat? He can't touch the ball six times in a game or whatever. And you got
You're referring to Ashton Jeanty and now the Las Vegas Raiders, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, if he's not touching the ball, he's all you got, pretty much. Him and the tight end that played last night, Brooks or whatever.
Brock Bowers. Yes, Brock Bowers.
Those are the only guys that are playing on that field for the Raiders. Yeah, I mean, and then that their big defensive end. But he can't support
Crosby.
The whole team. Yeah, and he can't support the whole team. But, I mean, yeah. As a Cowboys fan, I get it because we've suffered for 30 years now with Jerry Jones, and we're starting to get better. But I honestly feel like USF should get out there and beat up on those Raiders.
Well, here's the unfortunate thing, and thank you so much, Wes, for calling from Tampa. We heard how Pete Carroll, we heard how defensive he was about their running and passing. I think they're screwed right now. I think the offensive line stinks. I think Ashton Jeanty, his confidence level is shot. I don't think the passing game does Ashton Jeanty any favors when there's no threat from Geno Smith and everybody knows the ball is going to Brock Bowers. It allows people to look at Ashton Jeanty and just go, yeah, we'll just let him get the ball to Brock, and whether or not they're going to run the ball, yeah, we can stack the box and just stop Jeanty. And so there's no balance. And I think Pete Carroll is screwed. I think Geno Smith is screwed. And I think the Raiders are screwed. And you know what? I'm going to take Geno Smith's advice. I think we may have to play this again and again and again. Geno Smith says, Ashton Jeanty can't run the ball. You had a bad day at work. Geno Smith said, blame me. Here, listen.
I keep saying this, man. If something don't look right out there, blame it on me, right? If it don't look right, blame it on me. That's all you can do. Blame it on me. If your kids mess up at school, blame it on me. Car breakdown going to work, blame it on me.
Yeah, blame it on him. Cam Scataboo is over here, you know, doing WWE with a broken ankle. Blame it on Geno. Geno told me to do it. This is a bad idea. Hey, Botcher, you're in New York City. Did you care about Cam Scataboo doing this?
At first, I was like, why is he even involved? in this because it looked like he was standing up too. I saw pictures with him on the scooter. So I was like, okay, maybe he's on the scooter, maybe he's relaxing. He was standing on the broken ankle. And then to get face to face and get pushed and pushed back, that's a little bit too far. If he was just in a verbal altercation and somebody else came around and hit him, okay. But this was pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, nobody. How about nobody hit him? Okay, get yelled at, get cursed at, let him call you stupid, and then you punch him. I mean, forget that. Even you punching him is too much. I mean, he shoved him, but they had a little brouhaha with like 5, 6, 7, 8 other guys, and it's just like, bro, you're doing too much. And then the fact that he decided to put out not an apology, but a message of defiance today about people criticizing him online. It's just way too much. I'm surprised. Maybe the New York Giants didn't reach out to him yet. Maybe they got better things to do. I'm just surprised that he didn't get a call last night or this morning going, bruh, you can't do that. Let me explain to you why you can't do that. And you know what? Even if he was playing and he sprained his ankle last week and it wasn't broken and twisted in the wrong direction, even if he just sprained it, people would be like, what are you doing? Like, you got a job, bruh. And we get it. Right now, your leg is broke. You can't play in the NFL. But you got to protect yourself. It's about the optics, and it's about the respect of the people paying your salary. Because you can say you protected yourself. Man, ain't no guarantees, bro. Come on, man. At a WWE event, talking about, hey, I protected my leg. Oh, yeah, sure. And if he would have broke it, then what? It would have been you want to talk about some of the worst injuries ever in sports history? You want to talk about some of the dumbest injuries in sports history? If Cam Scatterboo broke his damn ankle last night on Monday Night Raw, that would have been the dumbest sports injury of all time. And then everybody who likes to call him stupid, well, they would have a good reason to do so. God bless him, he didn't walk away with an injury, but yeah, not a smart idea. Breaking your leg 2 weeks ago, and now you're on WWE if it's a part of a skit. A bad idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a good idea. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a conversation about all things NFL with Ryan Dunleavy, who covers the league for the New York Post. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, there's a lot going on in the NFL. Dallas Cowboys still showing signs of life. New York Giants, I guess they're hanging out at WWE events. Kansas City Chiefs, well, maybe they make a splash on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. The Eagles are winning despite still not knowing what the offensive identity is. To talk about all things NFL, joining us right now, someone who covers the league for the New York Post. Welcome back to the show, Ryan Dunleavy. Ryan, how are you, man?
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm good. You weren't at Monday Night Raw, right? You didn't beat anybody up?
No, I'm not a big wrestling guy, but I think it was mostly the rookies. I'm certainly no rookie. They didn't invite me.
Oh, how about that? Well, let me ask you, we got a statement from Cam Scatterboo today saying, you know, I can't do what I love, so now I'm trying to find fun doing something else. Are you surprised to even put that statement out? Did the New York Giants not reach out to him and say, bro, what are you doing? We pay your bills?
No, I mean, the Giants director of player engagement was there, so it was certainly a Giants-sanctioned event. I don't know if they knew he was going to get pushed, but it wasn't a surprise to them. We all know wrestling scripted, right? So it wasn't a surprise to them that there was a, you know, fake skirmish or whatever here. I don't love that he got pushed in his walking boot, but it wasn't a surprise to them that this happened. It wasn't spontaneous, but yeah, not a great look. Well, I get why he's doing it. He's trying to have fun. He's a young kid or whatever. But you know, that ankle is your moneymaker, Cam. So he had his walking boot on. He's out of the scooter, and I did hear today asking around that he's in no worse condition today medically than he was yesterday. He came in for his normal rehab recovery stuff, and nothing to panic about, doctors say.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Ain't no guarantee, even with it scripted, that was going to be the case. So good for Cam Scatterboo. Let's talk about the team that actually played last night and they won a game. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It sounds weird to have a record of 4-5-1, but here they are. They have a matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles next, and of course the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving. Do you still see these Dallas Cowboys as capable of going on a run to make the postseason?
Probably not. No, I don't think so. Like, look, they have a very good offense and a very bad defense. So that usually is not a script for making the playoffs. The NFC, what are they? They have four wins now in the NFC. So they play the Chiefs coming up in almost a game that, like, yeah, almost feels like a playoff elimination game. Like, geez, where the Chiefs are. But no, I mean, the NFC East is bad. So could they come in second in the NFC East? Yeah, I think they probably will. But it could be a one-team year for the NFC East. The Cowboys are in 10th right now in the NFC. There's seven teams right now with at least six wins. Nine teams now with at least six wins, and they're sitting there at 4-5-1. It would require a big run, and I don't think they're capable of it.
Well, you talk about a big run. The team that you just mentioned, they have to play on Thanksgiving, the Kansas City Chiefs. They have a record of 5-5. I don't know if it's the run game or they got all these weapons back now and things are still slow. I get it. They took on the Broncos, but the Chiefs still look flat. What do you think about them getting into the postseason, or this could be a year where they sit out?
No, I think they'll be in there. I don't think I took them to go to the Super Bowl right now. They're going to have a brutal road when they get there, and they'll probably rue losses earlier this year to, like, Jacksonville or the opener to the Chargers in Brazil. They'll probably end up ruining those when they realize how tough the road is as the seventh seed or whatnot. But I think they'll get in. I do agree with you, though. They do look flat. This is a year I feel like I've covered the last, three, four Super Bowls they've been in, and the story has been like, oh, this team's less Mahomes reliant. It's better defense, better running game. This team feels as Mahomes and Kelce reliant as like 5 years ago. And Kelce, he's nearing the end and he's still having some big games. Mahomes is having probably one of his better years, but all of a sudden the pieces around him don't look as good as they have in years past.
Ryan Dunleavy is joining us, covers all things NFL for the New York Post. Well, we know one team that is definitely out of it. That is the Cincinnati Bengals. They got their star receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, now suspended a game for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. We know Joe Burrow, he's trying to make a comeback against the Ravens in about a week or so. What are your thoughts on these Bengals? Where the hell do they go? And should they even bring Burrow back this year?
It depends where they are. I mean, I think if you're in a spot where you can win out and make the playoffs, if you're a spot where you win out and just need a little bit of help, then you bring him back if he's ready to go. But they're going to have to win some games before he gets back to be in that spot. They're 3-7 right now, and I don't know where they are. I mean, they've underachieved. Zach Taylor's a guy who could, I think, be on the low-key hot seat here. I don't know how many people are talking about that. I mean, that ownership that doesn't love to spend has now spent on Ja'Marr Chase, on Joe Burrow, on T. Higgins, and they don't win. So I know, look, they've had a lot of injuries. Injuries are part of the game. They don't have a lot of depth because they're paying their top guys so much money. Everybody's focused on Trey Hendrickson's future there. I just wonder about Zach Taylor's future there, because that's a team that feels like it should be better than it is every year after they made that surprise run of the Super Bowl. So will Burrow be back? I think he'll be back if they have a chance to win, but I wouldn't rush him back if you have huge odds stacked against you. I wouldn't rush back my $60 million quarterback.
Yo, Ryan, we know that AFC North is very interesting, to say the least. It's typically a dogfight. We got the Ravens, who are trying to go on a streak to end their season. We have the Steelers, who are now in a spot with Aaron Rodgers to figure out how much they could push him, you know, with his wrist. And I guess the Browns are just like, well, let's just throw Shador out there and hope that he works out. What do you think ultimately happens? Are the Steelers going to be able to hold on? Do the Ravens get involved? Well, what do you think happens here?
I think the Ravens win the division, which is crazy because I foolishly wrote them off. I don't know what I was thinking. I wrote them off at 2-5, and I think they're going to have a good chance to go as good as 10-7. I mean, they go Jets, Bengals, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers, Steelers. So I think they have a very good chance to win this division. Probably go 10-7, end up as like probably the 4 seed in the AFC, get a home game. And wouldn't it be funny, JR, if this is the, like, they've been the number one seed, they haven't gotten it done. They've been the number two seed, they haven't gotten it done. They've been knocking on the door for so long. Wouldn't it be funny if this is the year when they started 2-5 and it really had to rally around each other? Wouldn't it be funny now that the Chiefs seem like, we just talked about it a minute ago, like they seem like they're on the outside? Wouldn't it be funny if this is the year the Ravens put it all together and got hot in the playoffs?
Yeah, it would be due. It'd be due. I know their fans feel like it's due. Ryan Dunleavy here with us from the New York Post, covers all things NFL. And with the Chiefs on the downside, and of course the Ravens are trying to go on that run, we've seen the emergence of some other teams. I mean, New England is over here leading the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East. The Indianapolis Colts are a surprise at 8-2 with Daniel Jones. And Denver, with that amazing defense, they're 9-2, even though they're winning a lot of games by the skin of their teeth. Do you really look at a team like the Colts and Denver as true contenders, or are they pretenders here?
Well, when you have Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, and Peyton Manning. Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about 2011 or something when we're talking about the Broncos, the Colts, and the Patriots leading the AFC. I feel like I'm in a time warp, right? I think the team that's most legit of those three teams to me is the Colts. Like, that's a really well-rounded team. They gave up a ton for Sauce Gardner, but I like the aggressiveness of seeing your number one need and addressing it. When they have the offensive line, they have their running game. They don't have a true number one receiver, but man, they have three or four number two receivers. They can get after the quarterback a little bit. Like, I think that's a really well-rounded team. The Broncos, I love their defense. I'm not sure I love their offense. They feel like they win on a walk-off field goal every week. And the Patriots, I think, have a really good team that might just be a year ahead of schedule. Like, if you told me the Patriots were the 2 seed and lost to the 7-seeded Chiefs, like, that would not surprise me in the least bit. And then we'll be talking all offseason about a team with a chip on its shoulder trying to prove themselves. Like, I think the Patriots are on the verge of being really good. Drake May is on the verge of being really good. They just might be a year ahead of schedule for me.
Yeah, well, Ryan, when I take a look at the NFC side of things, we see what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing. 4-game winning streak, still trying to figure out what their offense is. They certainly look sloppy at times. And then you got the Rams in the NFC West. They look like maybe the next best team, as Green Bay hasn't lived up to the billing. Washington has been dealing with injuries. Detroit is always gambling. How do you think things will shake out with the NFC outside of the Eagles?
I mean, the Eagles and the Rams are the two best teams, and they played a great game already that the Rams probably would have won if not for a blocked field goal at the end of the game in Philly. And the Rams gave them the hardest game in the playoffs last year. So the Rams are not a team the Eagles want to see. Matthew Stafford, I think, would have my MVP vote, I think, at this point. If not Jonathan Taylor, he'd be my quarterback of the year. I think those are the two best teams. It could end up coming down to where that game is. Could end up coming down to, obviously if it's in snowy Philadelphia, it's going to be harder for the Rams. So I think those are the two best teams. I would never rule out the Lions, kind of like the Ravens. We've been waiting for them to break through for 3 years. Wouldn't it be funny if this is the year, they're like the 3 seed or the 4 seed or something, or, they don't win their division, they're the 6 seed. Wouldn't it be funny if this is the year they put it all together? Because, look, yeah, they have an incredible amount of explosive talent. They haven't been healthy. They weren't healthy in the playoffs last year. That's what cost them against the Commanders. DJ Reed and some other, Kirby Joseph, I think, will both be back in December. So that's a team that could get healthier in the secondary. Dan Campbell as the play caller seemed to have something. Maybe that clicked. We've seen teams go on a run after changing play callers before, find a spark. So that's a team that I think the Bucs, will win the NFC South. That's a really good team that's been just decimated by injuries, could get healthy. So I think there's a lot of teams in December that are capable of going on a run in the NFC and are just in survival mode in November.
Well, let me ask you this, Ryan. We talked about all these good teams that are going to go on a run. What the heck can we expect from Shedeur Sanders, man? Well, he's getting practice, I guess, this week against, with the first team guys. But what can we expect from this man?
I don't know. I mean, look, I loved him in the draft. A lot of my people loved him in the draft. Then all the stuff came out about his attitude, and we all know he fell to the fifth round. Like, at this time last year, I believe the Giants thought he was the best quarterback in the draft. So everything happened. The Giants are happy with Jackson Dart. Everything kind of took a tumble for Shedeur Sanders. I don't know if he's recovered from all the gut punch that was. I think when he settles down and when he gets a chance to play, he can still be a pretty good quarterback in the NFL, because the people I trust to evaluate quarterbacks think he's a pretty good player. He's just got to put all the extracurriculars aside. He's just got to settle into a chance where he gets some steady practice time, some steady playing time. I think those were his first team reps pretty much since he got in the NFL. Like, it wasn't getting him in practice or training camp. That's an impossible spot for a young kid to be in. So, and every mistake he makes is going to be magnified. So, because everything he does well, he magnifies himself. So it's a winding road, and I don't think no one's having success, including Flacco wasn't. Gabriel wasn't. That's just not a very good team other than Myles Garrett.
Well, we'll see how things look on Sunday, because the Cleveland Browns will take on the Las Vegas Raiders, and someone has to win. At least we found some solace in that, Ryan.
They could tie.
No. What are we going to get, a 3-3 game? Come on, Ryan.
They don't have to win in football. They can tie.
Yep. Oh, boy. Yeah, touche, touche. Well, I hope somebody wins. That'd be even more horrific if they go out there and tie. Hey, Ryan, we appreciate the time. Glad you weren't getting beat up on Monday Night Raw. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with the New York Post.
Yeah, appreciate you. Twitter is at RY, first two letters are Ryan Dunleavy, like the basketball coach, RY Dunleavy, and all of the Post NFL coverage is on nypost.com. Giants, Jets, all things NFL.
We appreciate you, Ryan. Good luck covering the draft when it comes to those New York teams, huh?
Yeah, this is mock draft season starts early in New York every November.
At least they're not like the Falcons. Another team across the country owns their picks, so it's a good thing there. Hey, Ryan, we'll catch you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Ryan Dunleavy. Covers all things NFL for the New York Post. He brings up a very simple and accurate point. Las Vegas will take on the Browns. They're going to host the Browns. There's no guarantee somebody walks away with a W. There's not. Now that would be a horror story. It would. So the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, speaking of Shador, man, we talked about the horror story that he had to endure when the game was over. Okay, this guy had a break-in in his house, and apparently they took some things. Okay, things went from bad to worse for this dude. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Looks like LeBron James might be making a return. We got the college football playoff reveal in a little while. There's so much going on in the world of sports, and right now it is time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you to Ryan Dunleavy for joining us from the New York Post, coming through to talk all things NFL. Whew, pretty wild. He actually reminded me, and I guess all of us, that the next time we see the Raiders playing a football game, they will be taking on the Browns. And there's no guarantee that anybody is going to win that game. They could certainly end in a tie. But one thing we do know for certain, the next time that the Browns are out there on the football field, Shador Sanders is going to get that start. Dylan Gabriel still in concussion protocol. We're going to see Shador get his first career start. We saw him thrown into action in the second half of the loss that the Browns took against the Ravens, 23-16. And Shador looked like a rookie. He looked like a dude who's never made an NFL start. He completed 4 of 16 passes, 47 yards, an interception to Wiggins. He was sacked twice. He's going backwards. It did not look good. It was pretty bad. Can he look that bad again? I think the answer is yes. But this is the Raiders. Well, let me say this. Max Crosby will probably know his blood type before the game is done. And then how horrific this was. We learned that not only did Shador Sanders get beat up on the football field, have a poor performance. He said he didn't play all that well. When he got home, he learned that he got robbed. Listen to this report from Cleveland, WKYC.
Speaking of the Browns, during Sunday's game against the Ravens, we're now learning the home of quarterback Shador Sanders was broken into. At this time, no suspects have been identified, and it remains unclear if anything was stolen. More information in his case is expected to be released today. Sanders is not the first NFL player to experience something like this. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Joe Burrow all had their homes broken into while a game was going on.
Oh, my goodness. They say that, well, we got more from the report. They say the guy got tagged for $200,000. Come on, the $200,000. Could you imagine coming home from work? And I don't know if you got $200,000. I'd be mad if $20 $2 was missing from my damn house. Not only did you just get your ass whooped at work, people think you suck, you didn't have a great game, you didn't have a great opportunity, but you're out $200,000? Come on, man. Bacha, what's worse, losing that money or getting beat up in the game on Sunday?
It's still the money. I know you had a bad football game, but you can excuse that. Losing $200,000 plus is no excuse.
It's the violation of privacy. Like, you go home, you go to sleep, and you know this is your house. This is your humble abode. This is your place. And who knows? None of my business. Do not care if he's renting, if he's moved in. It doesn't matter. That's his business. And to know that he left a football game, came home, and is out $200,000 because somebody broke into his place? Oh, my God. Horror story. And all we've heard, all these, for more than a year now, you just heard all the names of individuals who've also been victims of robberies. Travis Kelce. This guy's dating one of the world's biggest pop stars in Taylor Swift. He got robbed? You think Taylor Swift got armed security all around the place now? Shoot. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, is there a bigger NFL player than him? Come on, this is just, it's just bad. I get it. Everybody isn't just going to wake up and go, oh, you know what I need to do? Hire private security. It's just, people always think it's not them until they're next up. So hopefully this is a message to everybody. Just bad, 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 all over the damn place. Ugh. Also, and now he got to work on the football side of things? It doesn't seem like his head coach likes him. I don't know. Listen to what Kevin Stefanski had to say about what Shador needs to work on.
Well, I think you learn from every single play, Scott, that's up there. And there's always lessons to be learned. And obviously, there's always going to be good and there's always going to be bad. And that's just part of playing and getting reps. And then part of learning is taking all those coaching points that come with those reps.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, why did the team suck so bad? Were they not used to Shador out there? Why was it ass?
Yeah, I thought, listen, we can be better in a bunch of different areas. Obviously, those are things that we will continue to improve. But that's all part of playing this game, is making sure that when guys come in and out of a lineup that you don't miss a beat.
Okay. Bacha, the Raiders are going to win another game. How about that? On the road? At home?
Traditionally, I would say yes. I trust Geno Smith's ability to be somewhat of a veteran leader. But it's the NFL. Myles Garrett is pretty good, if you've seen him. And then, yeah, it's just, the teams are so bad, anything can happen. It could come down to a special teams kickoff return for all we know.
Damn. You got Shador Sanders going on the road in Las Vegas and beating the Raiders.
I think he could. As long as he doesn't throw two or more interceptions, I think they're going to be in the game.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. This will be a fun one. This will be one of them games to kind of pop in and watch just to see how things are rolling. To think that, I don't know. These are the Raiders. I mean, Ryan said this as well. Somebody has to, nobody has to win the game. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Or, you know, worst comes to worst, I don't know. Maybe Shador can go do WWE, right? I don't know. No, Bacha, no. Not a good idea.
I would say Shador would be great on, like, I don't know. They can make, like, an athlete's version of Real Housewives. I feel like that'd be very interesting.
I think his mom, I think his mom, didn't they have a TV show years ago? I think they had a show on TV. It wasn't Housewives, but I think they were on one of them shows. I think maybe they had their own show.
Maybe, but like I feel like Shador would fit in there. But also WWE with him, I don't know. He could cut a promo. That'd be pretty good.
Can he?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, speaking of that, some of the Giants players responded to Cam Scottaboo at the event last night. Tyrone Tracy just said, this guy Scottaboo is crazy.
So why didn't you have Cam's back last night when he started fighting in the garden?
See, I wasn't there last night. I would best believe I was fighting at home though, telling him to duck. sit down. But you know, it's Cam a wild man. Cam a wild man. So and that, I mean, everybody knows that. So he gonna go out there and do what he do.
Oh, okay. I guess the jokes about him being being a little nutty is all true. Andrew Thomas was asked about Cam Scottaboo, and he had an even shorter answer.
What'd you think of Cam's wrestling debut?
Cam's crazy.
Yeah, done. Simple as that. From his own offensive lineman. So hopefully he can come back and be healthy next year. Avoid all the WWE events, or maybe he'll lean into it a little bit more now that he's got attention. And isn't this what you would want? I mean, his popularity has certainly risen. I mean, last night helped in that regard. And apparently the New York Giants didn't care. Well, sure, they didn't want him being pushed around, but what can you do? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We come back. Not Cam Scottaboo. He's young. We're going to talk about an old man, LeBron James. Looks like LeBron is going to make his debut tonight this season for the Los Angeles Lakers. And we got a couple of NBA players. Well, they're just hurt. And they ain't coming back. Well, not anytime soon. So JR Sport Brief Show, don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.